I happened to be driving on the parkway in one very nice day, and I was stopped at a light, and I looked up, and for the first time in 35 years that I've lived in this city, I read the inscription at the top of the soldier's side of the memorial that you're looking at now, the Civil War Soldiers and Sailors Monument by Herman Atkins McNeil. I'm Alan Greenberger. I'm the director of the Philadelphia City Planning Commission, and when I saw this monument that day, I almost couldn't move. It says, one nation, one constitution, one destiny. Destiny is a very powerful word, and I remember that here in Philadelphia, this nation was invented, and here's a monument to the one conflict that truly threatened to tear the Union apart.
But, of course, there's more in the message there than merely the inscriptions that are carved. I am Alan C. Gelzo. I am a professor of history at Gettysburg College. As you read the monument, so to speak, it shows that the Civil War was about heroism.
The horses, the weapons.
A drummer, an officer.
With lots of action and gesture and different poses. And my name is Sarah McEnany, and I am a narrative artist, primarily a painter. I love seeing depictions of the figure, and these are very beautifully modeled, heroic figures.
Curiously enough, the issue which the war was fought over, slavery, is almost entirely absent.
There are not many references to slavery. There is one quote at the top of the sailor's side that says, in giving freedom to the slave, we ensure freedom to the free, which is actually a quote from Lincoln.
There is only one figure that can really be securely identified as the figure of a black American. It's on the sailor pylon.
But it's very clear that this monument is very much about preservation of the Union.
The memorial was first proposed in the Philadelphia City Council in 1918 and completed and dedicated in 1927.
They placed this memorial to the Civil War at the head end of a boulevard, the likes of which pretty much doesn't exist in this country.
People often compare the Benjamin Franklin Parkway to the Champs-Élysées.
It was fairly easy to decide that the one end should be anchored in the Great New Art Museum, but what were you going to put at the other end? Well, why not an Arc de Triomphe?
The gateway to what was thought of as the Parkway Gardens.
And what triumph should your Arch of Triumph celebrate except the American Civil War?
You could pick anything you want, right? The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, but they picked the Civil War because it was still such a powerful history.
People realized that the generation which had fought the Civil War in the 1860s was now literally beginning to pass off the scene, and a memorial to those soldiers and sailors of the Civil War seemed to be a very appropriate thing right at that point.
The monument honors the soldiers. I'm glad that they depict wounded soldiers, because to talk about war and not talk about people being wounded and dying doesn't seem fair.
The soldiers are struggling for the preservation of the Union. It was the most powerful thing that ever happened in this country, by far. Probably still is.